As summer winds down and the kids start back to school, it reminds us that fall isn't far behind. It also means it's time to finish up that home improvement project you started this spring. Hi, this is Eric Reichertz at First Bank Hampton. If a sagging budget is keeping you from completing your project, stop and visit with me. At First Bank Hampton, we offer home improvement loans and home equity lines of credit. Let us help you find the best loan option to fit your needs. First Bank Hampton is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
This afternoon on The Newsmaker, we are talking with Charles Schwab. He is a professor and extension safety specialist at the Agriculture and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State, and recently a press release was out saying the National Children's Center estimates one child dies about every 3 days in agriculture-related incidents. And good afternoon, Mr. Schwab.
Good afternoon.
Nice to have you on. So let's get to this press release. One child dies about every 3 days in an agriculture-related incident. Kind of take us through this finding about this, because this is actually kind of a high number in terms of deaths and children riding on tractors and lawn tractors and stuff like that.
Well, yes, and the incident is not just all tractor-related, but it's looking at all the types of injuries and fatalities that the National Children's Center measures. And so it's an estimate. And so sometimes it happens, closer to a fall of the year and specifically harvest activities, but sometimes it happens year-round. And so it is just an average of what occurs. And the main thing is, if you look at other industries, you don't see young children that are so engaged or present in the operation. If you're going on to a construction site or a manufacturing operation, you're not seeing a youth that are exposed to the types of hazards. And so that's part of why we see that large number.
And you mentioned the extra riders with these. That's kind of one of the big reasons why there's these deaths. About one-fourth of the tractor deaths are just from runovers, and they happen when an extra rider falls off or under the back of the tractor wheel and is crushed, unfortunately, by the moving tractor. So what are some things, besides maybe not having that extra rider, should that tractor driver be aware of when taking an extra rider on, let's say just a tractor that doesn't even have a cab on it?
Well, that's the whole point, is that there's this appeal that young kids would like to be on that vehicle. It's an exciting opportunity. And as adults, the adults who are operating it, we need to recognize that there's an interest, but at the same time, it poses a great hazard. And having that extra rider on there, whether it's a cab or a non-cab tractor, creates the similar hazard, because there's been instances of individuals, youth, that have been in a cab with the door locked that have bounced out because the cab jarred a bit and the lock failed and the door opened and the child falls out. So even with a cab, it doesn't guarantee safety. And so part of it is ensuring the safety of that person. But the other thing is, when you have someone in there that's an extra rider that shouldn't be in there, they're going to be distractive of the operator. And so that might mean that the operator might be put at risk also. So again, thinking through the process of offering rides or allowing youth to or be part of the experience in that way, find other ways to engage them.
And I am guilty of that. I grew up on a farm. I had to be that extra rider because it was, like you said, the kids love to do it, and it's just kind of been tradition with farm kids. But again, I think it was interesting. It's very simple, but yet an easy saying to remember is, if there's one seat, one rider. And, some people obviously don't follow that, and that can save lives as well. So This week, Mr. Schwab, is National Farm Safety Week, so we're kind of going to take this press release and maybe talk about some safety tips as the harvest season begins here in a couple of weeks, you know, and kind of what you have seen and what you've done with research down at Iowa State. What do drivers of vehicles, not tractors, but we'll start on the other side first, of drivers of vehicles need to be aware of as harvest season begins, you know, maybe some extra time allotted for themselves getting from place to place now that harvest season is almost here?
Well, and that's a good point. So motor vehicle operators, they're sharing the road at this time, and there's primarily two times when this happens. Is usually in the spring when you have planting activities, and then again in the fall. And so realize as a motor vehicle operator that you are sharing that road with equipment that is moving at a slower pace and has unique shapes and sizes. So a tractor with two wagons being towed behind it, a combine with the unique combine head in the front offers different challenges. And so understanding that you might encounter one of these on the road, so be prepared to stop, be prepared to spend a little extra time getting to where you're needing to go, and by all means, when you are going to pass, make sure that you're identifying that vehicle isn't turning left, because so many times we see where a vehicle, motor vehicle, is trying to pass a piece of agricultural equipment and it actually collides with it because the agricultural equipment was turning left.
Again, we are talking with Charles Schwab. He is a professor and extension safety specialist with the Agricultural and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State. And speaking of the farmers, then, you know, not every tractor has that turning signal. You're going back to tractors that might be, you know, 20, 30 years old. So on the other side, we talked about what motor vehicle drivers have to do. Kind of give us a take on what farmers on the other side need to be aware of. What precautions should they take? Because, like I mentioned, they may not have a turning signal, but, you know, there comes a field coming up. What should they be doing, knowing that they have drivers behind them, possibly?
Well, and that's a key point, is that they need to understand that they need to signal their intent. And so getting the attention, checking that, being more defensive in how they're approaching their turns is useful. And, you know, you also have to remember that with the slower speeds, that you have high-speed vehicles that are on that road. One of the things we also emphasize at this time is making sure that all your slow-moving vehicle emblems are bright, clean, and clear of mud, clear of debris from the harvest that might have the residue from the crops on it. Make sure that's visible, because the first thing for a motor vehicle operator to do is to see that SMV, slow-moving vehicle emblem, and if they can't see it because it's covered, then that puts that operator at risk. So before you go out on that public road, make sure that's very visible. And then again, if you're thinking of which tractor to use for the various operations, choose the one that has markings on it, both lights, reflective tape, and also look at having ROPS, so the roller protective structures. Those are things that are very useful in this operation.
And speaking of National Farm Safety Week, this, unfortunately, you know, accidents don't just happen, you know, on the roads. You know, you see a lot of things happen when there's a dry air out, it hasn't rained maybe for a week or two, and farmers get into the field. There's also a fire danger that comes with combining in a dry, open field where it hasn't rained for a week or two, and a lot of injuries can happen too, and the combine kind of takes in too much of that dry air, too much of that dry crop, and that leads to possible fires in the field as well. Kind of explain, you know, what to do with that, obviously, besides the obvious point of just watching out when it's too dry out.
Well, when the weather conditions are such that it is dry, and, you know, fall harvest is a possibility when that can happen, and a lot of combines will gather or collect that debris, and as it builds up over time, that can create an environment that starts to smolder. The smolder grows larger, and then before long, the whole combine can be engulfed in flame. And so part of it is trying to keep those areas clean, And my guess is most operators probably know where those are, and so maintaining those, when you take a break, make sure those are cleaned out. The second is making sure that you have an ability to put out a small fire before it grows larger. Not just combines, but sometimes it can be a truck that drives into the field. Most of the vehicles today, the catalytic converters can grow fairly hot. And so by driving onto a recently harvested field, some of the debris can get trapped up in and under on the catalytic converter. And next thing you know, your whole truck might be engulfed in flames. So keeping an eye out when the conditions are such that everything's dry.
It's kind of all about taking that extra time, whether it's extra time giving a motor vehicleist time on the road or taking that extra time to clean out some debris that's built up in your machine as well. And, of course, there's always been safety. We see, unfortunately, farmers getting kind of suffocated by their grains that are in the bins as well. Has that been still a consistent every harvest season as well as this bin safety in terms of farmers getting suffocated by grain inside the bin?
It is an issue that we still face. We have not removed that problem. Although it does vary of when it happens, typically when we see poor grain going into the bin, we see a higher level of grain suffocations. And all I know is this year, when I'm looking at the injury reports that we've seen already from August, and we've seen auger fatality, we've seen falls off of bins, we've seen tractor overturn, and we've seen collision fatality from a tractor car or a tractor vehicle collision. And so those are already have occurred in the month of August, and September is really where we start to see a rise in the types of injuries and fatalities that are occurring because of the harvest. So, yeah, it's very important to keep an eye out, and especially if you're working in the bin, there's a lot of things to watch for.
Yeah, just a lot of things to watch for. Harvest season coming up. It's National Farm Safety Week. And shift farm safety into high gear is this year's national theme of Farm Safety Week. And again, we are talking with Charles Schwab. He is a professor and extension safety specialist with the Agriculture and Biosystem Engineering Department at Iowa State. And Mr. Schwab, we appreciate your time this afternoon on The Newsmaker.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to get the message out.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Schwab. That's Charles Schwab here on the Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Fall is one of the most popular times of the year for car shopping. The prices on last year models are inviting, and the lure of a 2020 is enticing. Hi, this is Colleen Mortz at First Bank Hampton. Before you walk through the showrooms and car lots, stop in and visit with us. We offer friendly local financing with very attractive rates and terms, and you'll have the advantage of working with people you know and trust. We're always ready to help you with your banking needs, so stop by and let us help you put you in the seat of a new vehicle. Member FDIC.